You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
The Dugan motion to dismiss should be dismissed. That's the recommendation from a federal magistrate judge. Yesterday, Judge Nancy Joseph recommended denying Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan's motion to dismiss criminal charges against her. Judge Dugan faces two counts connected to her allegedly interfering with an ICE arrest at the courthouse. The magistrate judge wrote that judicial immunity does not shield Judge Dugan from prosecution. The decision on whether the case will move forward now goes to the U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman, who will decide whether to accept or reject that recommendation. One president came to announce it. Another just signed off on doing away with it. The future of Milwaukee's 6th Street corridor reconstruction is uncertain after Congress and the president eliminated $34 million in federal funding that was set aside for the project. The plan, originally introduced in Milwaukee by President Joe Biden, aimed to make the busy street safer for pedestrians and bikers. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's disappointed at the cut in funding, saying in a statement that the project would have created over 450 jobs. It's not yet clear if the city will seek alternative funding. Tony took a victory lap in Milwaukee yesterday. Governor Evers stopped by Joe's Early Learning Academy in Milwaukee yesterday to talk about his $111 billion budget. It sets aside $110 million for child care payments and more than $300 million for child care providers. While in Milwaukee, Evers was asked about another run for governor. He was noncommittal, saying he'll make a decision in the next few weeks. The homes of some UW regents have been vandalized. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Messages supporting Palestine and against the war in Gaza were spray painted on at least four properties belonging to regents, and at least two of those were in Madison. Campus protesters have been pushing UW leaders to divest from companies associated with Israel. UW System spokesperson Mark Pitch said, quote, "This kind of conduct is not free expression or protected speech. It's dangerous, unlawful, and unacceptable," end quote. He urged anyone who may have information to contact Madison police.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers clobbered the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup. Maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck. If you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid 60s. And looking mostly sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 70s. Dry Thursday, some rain for Friday. Currently, it's 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.